And now on to the news. Next summer, Norwich City will join the locations where universal credit is introduced to replace various means-tested benefits. The City Council is making preparations. A Norwich care home is running a special event for families caring for those living with dementia. One of Norwich's oldest residents rang the bell to open cricket play at Lord's, and a rare beetle has been found in Norfolk Broads. Here are those various stories.
Vulnerable people could be hit hard by the rollout of universal credit into Norwich next summer, councillors have warned, as preparations are made to cope with the benefit shake-up. The government scheme sees a bundle of income-based benefits, including job seekers' allowance, tax credits and housing benefit, merged into one payment, but it has proved controversial. Great Yarmouth was picked as a pilot area, but there were problems with claimants going without income for weeks and landlords not receiving rent. Councillors at City Hall said officers are working to get a system in place ahead of Universal Credit's introduction in Norwich next June.
A care home in Cringleford is inviting the local community to its free event for families caring for those living with dementia. On Tuesday, August the 1st, from 2 until 4 p.m, the Care UK team at Cavill Court on Dragonfly Lane will open the doors to the care home for its Understanding Dementia event. After the event, there will be a question and answer session, and those who attend will also have the chance to meet the team at Cavill Court, as well as take a closer look at the care home.
One of Norwich's oldest residents and oldest living former England women's cricketer, Eileen Ash, has rung the bell to open play at the ICC Women's World Cup final at Lord's. 105-year-old Eileen, who played 7 test matches for England either side of World War II, signalled the beginning of the match between England and India. Born in North London, she made her test debut for England against Australia at Northampton in 1937 as a specialist bowler, and played 3 test matches in all that summer, taking 10 wickets. She didn't feature for England again until 12 years later, touring Australia and New Zealand and playing 4 further test matches. In 2011, she became the first female test player to reach her 100th birthday and, in the same year, was awarded honorary life membership by MCC. The bell, which is located outside the bowler's bar in the annex to the pavilion at Lord's, is rung to signify the imminent start of play, and it has come to be considered a great honour to be invited to ring it on the morning of a major match.
The presence of a rare beetle colony has been confirmed on the Norfolk Broads in what has been hailed as an exciting discovery by the Broads Authority. A breeding site of black longhorn beetles has been found at Howe Hill at Ludham on a tall, dead beech trunk. It's the first time a colony of the scarce beetle has been discovered in Norfolk or Suffolk. There were no records at all of any black longhorn beetles in Norfolk until one was photographed on fen vegetation at Sutton Fen in July 2016. Then, on June the 27th this year, one was photographed feeding on meadowsweet blossom at Howe Hill by Red O'Hara. And after several unsuccessful visits by Martin Rajek, a national longhorn expert, and Martin Collier, Norfolk beetle recorder, the breeding site was discovered by the Secret Gardens, which were established by the original owner of Howe Hill, Edward Thomas Boardman.
Prince William has written a letter sharing his profound respect for his colleagues in the East Anglian Air Ambulance as he prepares for his last shift as a pilot for the charity. In the letter, the Duke of Cambridge said his 2 years in the role had exposed him to moments of extreme emotion, and he promised to continue to support emergency service staff after his time with the charity was up. He first flew for the charity in July 2015, working from its base at Cambridge Airport. He worked a four-day-on, four-day-off rota, with his call-outs often attracting attention. He announced he would be leaving the role in January this year, and his last shift will take place tonight. In his letter, he said, "I have watched as incredibly skilled doctors and paramedics have saved people's lives. These experiences have instilled in me a profound respect for the men and women who serve in our emergency services, which I hope to continue to champion even as I leave the profession. I am hugely grateful for having had this experience. From the moment I joined, when that phone rang at the base for the first time, it was clear that I was a fellow professional, a pilot with a job to do. In such a team, there can be no other option. I am still grateful to my colleagues for accepting me so readily."
Residents at a sheltered housing complex are warned the County Council there could be tragic consequences from its decision to stop funding the service. From February 2018, Norfolk County Council is withdrawing £1.8 million from sheltered housing support, but says £1.3 million will be reinvested into a new service to support older people in their homes. In an open letter to the council, residents at Heatherset Woodcote Sheltered Housing Scheme said they are most concerned at the decision to stop funding support, which has caused unwelcome anxiety. At a time when schemes like ours have an increasing intake of tenants with pre-existing physical and mental conditions needing and deserving support, the intention to withdraw funding is surely unwise, they said. "We strongly urge the council to reverse this potentially dangerous decision."